Now, Margaret Mills is back with me, and I think you're off to Maldon this week, if my memory serves me right.
I am indeed. I'm off to Spittle Road, Maldon, where there are the remains of what was St Giles Hospital that was actually built in the 12th century. Mm-hmm. But no ordinary hospital, this. It was specifically built, and the money to pay for it was said to have been given by the king at the time as an act of charity, Henry II, and it was built specifically for those suffering from leprosy. Obviously, a very common complaint at that time. And it remained a hospital and a charitable foundation caring for lepers until the 1530s, when Henry VIII, Henry II's successor, decided that he would dissolve the religious houses, the monasteries, the nunneries. And unfortunately, that included St Giles Hospital, would you believe? So the hospital shut and finished its sterling work of caring for those suffering from leprosy. And it was actually taken over as farm buildings.
Right. And what happened to the patients?
The patients were probably unceremoniously moved elsewhere. If they were lucky, there was a monastery somewhere around that hadn't been shut down that might care for them, but they would have been thrown on private charity unless they had family willing to take them in. Unlikely if you were suffering from leprosy.
Yes.
Very unlikely.
Particularly in that time.
So we don't even like to think what would have happened to anybody who was in there when the king decided that he was going to shut it down. Not a particularly nice fate.
We don't know why he wanted to shut it down.
Money, in a word.
Oh, right.
He was gathering these properties together because he needed money. He wanted a divorce from Catherine of Aragon to marry Anne Boleyn. And annexing religious properties and then reselling them on the open market was a money spinner.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks very much indeed. And so what are we looking at next week?
Next week, we're going to be looking at the castle or the remains of the castle at Saffron Walden.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.